Nejla Saleh seeks to use her writing to challenge societal norms in her home country of Sudan. Saleh, who is better known to her readers as Nubian Queen, uses imagery and humor to address prejudices embedded in the country's complex and diverse social system.
When you want to address an issue, whether it's social, and it may be difficult to talk about, you can't go about it in a confrontational way. Because if you do that, you're going to have the other person be on defensive. I address it the way that I do, whether it's with humor, very dry humor. It draws their attention. It makes them listen. And then when they do listen and they see sometimes the absurdness of it, the wrongness in it, then they take it more easily.
Saleh says women in Sudan are discouraged from speaking out against gender biases in a predominantly patriarchal or male-oriented society.
They put this idea in girls' heads that this is something very unattractive. It's not attractive to speak your mind. It's not attractive to want to talk about what's going on in Sudan or whatever, you know, other than petty things, what's happening socially, who wore that and who did this and who divorced who and who's dating who. And it's just very shallow things.
She explains that under social pressure, girls try to conform to social standards of success and beauty. She says women are forced to undertake what she calls detrimental practices to make themselves appear attractive.
The fairer you are, the more attractive you are considered. The long, thick, luxurious, straight hair, and then the curvaceous body. You know, you would use the whitening cream. There are shots that you can take. It's detrimental to their health, you know. And it's all so that they conform to the society, just so that they can either get married, have that wedding.
Conforming to society's ideas of physical beauty is often a theme in Saleh's poems and short stories.
I try to empower, I try to make girls and women feel proud, to feel comfortable in their own skin, and most importantly as well, to have their own standard. It's all right to have your own standard of beauty and to stand by it and stick to it without feeling guilty or pressured or whatever to do these other things.
Growing up outside the country, Saleh fell in love with her parents' memories of a golden Sudan of people with pure states of mind and transparent hearts.
He or she was a Sudanese that was confident and full of national pride. You know, the type that would go and do their master's and their PhDs in England and the States, but they would still come back. They would still come back to Sudan and work so they can better their country.
Saleh describes her disillusionment as it became clear her parents' view of Sudan did not match what she saw from abroad. She decided to leave the United States, where she had been living for 17 years, and return to a Sudan that she had only visited on summer vacations. She says she wanted to let Sudan speak for itself.
Whether it's what you hear on the news or what your parents tell you, or what other Sudanese people in the community tell you, usually it's negative. So you become somewhat disillusioned by this over-glorified past of older generations. Sometimes, it leaves you looking at everything just not good enough, whatever happens in Sudan, that is. So for me, I owe it not only to my parents, you know, but also to myself, to see Sudan through my own eyes.
Saleh says Sudan's social and political problems need homegrown solutions, ones that are different from what she had thought when she was living abroad.
I thought I had it figured out, basically. I come with my background, with my Western education and my work ethic and my professionalism, and, you know, that I would be able to somehow impart that into wherever I am in Sudan. For me, at this point, like for the past year, I've just basically been observing. I've just been taking in everything that I possibly can, trying to understand.
Saleh has been living in Sudan for over a year now and has traveled to many far-flung regions. She advises her countrymen and women to learn more about the rich culture and history of Sudan. She says despite the unfavorable circumstances, there is enough beauty and hope to make her fall in love with Sudan all over again.
If there's one thing that I want a Sudanese person to do, whether they live in Sudan or whether they're coming to visit Sudan, is to get to know Sudan, to get to travel, not just stay in Khartoum or in whatever city that you happen to be in, just explore Sudan, because there is so much.
Despite the fact that Sudan does not match her parents' idealized version of the country, Saleh says its rich culture and people make her want to make a life there. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.